2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll begin reading in verse 1. Just read a few verses here, very familiar passage, as you pray for us tonight. For we know that if our earthly house, this tabernacle, will dissolve, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us unto the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. You can be seated. That'll be all that we read for tonight. But I want to dedicate that to everyone that is working this week. Verse 9, I want to dedicate that just for you. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. And He has certainly accepted what you have done this week for being a part of this wonderful meeting. We know that when we are saved, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, gives us a new name. We are pilgrims and strangers to this world. Philippians 3:20, after we are saved, says that our citizenship now is in heaven. And until we get home, there is a pull from yonder's world. There is a pull from another world after we are saved. It's a pull that tells us that we do not fit in this world, that we do not belong in this world. I remember when I was a child, things were so much different. I remember things seemed so large. The house that I grew up in, just close to our church, it seemed so big and large. Now I drive by it and I'm thinking, how in the world did we live in that little place? Things change. Things are different now. And in fact, I think you can all agree with me, the world is becoming more strange. The world is becoming more unreal. It seems like every day we look around and see, how in the world can people think like that? How in the world can people act like that? But you know why it's becoming more strange to us? It's not our home. We don't belong here. We are just pilgrims and strangers passing through. This was Paul's desire. He knew that he was at the home stretch. He knew that just across the hill, he could see the finish line. He knew that he was fighting his last fight. He knew that he was about to finish his course. And it was his desire to be, thank God, in that wonderful place called heaven. But Philippians says that he was in a strait betwixt two, didn't he? He said, it would be profitable for you if I stay here, but really my heart's desire is, I just want to go home. I just want to go home. I've fought a good fight. I've finished the course, and I have kept the faith. And listen, I think just like you, we can agree, we appreciate what the Lord has given us on this earth. But may we understand, these things are only temporary. My wife wants us to go buy a bigger house and maybe build on, and I just keep thinking, well, we ain't going to have any more kids, and it would just seem like foolish and more money, but I'll do what she says to do, because a happy wife is a happy life. Amen, right there. But we have to understand, these things are temporary. Things change and the world is becoming more strange. And listen, I just don't understand why things are becoming the way they are. I don't understand things in this world anymore. I realize I'm still young. I'll be 42 this September, but things are becoming more strange to me. It just seems like too many years ago, a woman was a woman and a man was a man. And I just don't understand why things are happening the way they are. But it seems like this world is becoming more strange. And listen, it will become more strange to the child of God, because I don't belong here. This isn't my home. And Paul said, listen, we know that if this earthly tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God not made with hands. He said, we know that these things are going to happen. And in this text, he talked about three things. First of all, he talked about the hardship. He talked about the temporary nature of this body. He likened this body and this world to a tabernacle. Now, you Bible readers understand what he meant by that, don't you? He was referring back to the Old Testament when the children of Israel were in the wilderness and they followed around and they took a mobile presence of God with them called the tabernacle. It was a tent. It was a structure where they could set up anywhere, but it was a temporary dwelling place for the presence of God. It was a foreshadow to the temple that would be a permanent, thank God, a permanent place for the presence of God to dwell. And that's what he was saying. He was telling us, listen, this earthly house that we have, it will dissolve. It's just a tabernacle. But thank God we have a place made with hands that God has reserved for us. We are temporary within this tabernacle of flesh that we live in. And listen, it will dissolve. It will be loosened from this earth one day to gain a permanent dwelling place. And I know we do our best to take care of ourselves, and I think God would want us to do that. And believe me, I wanted to preach on gluttony tonight, but no way. If anybody does it down here, they better be in the Spirit, because in... Amen. But we do our best to take care of ourselves. But listen, I don't care how much you nip, tuck, pull, or lift. Thank God it will dissolve. It will dissolve, thank God. It's a temporary dwelling place. But we, thank God, will move into a permanent dwelling. And my soul will move on to a permanent dwelling place. And thank God, I'm thankful tonight that even though this earthly tabernacle will dissolve, even though it gets older day by day, thank God I'm not going to be here permanently. This is just a temporary dwelling place. This earthly tabernacle will dissolve. But thank God I've got a permanent home in heaven. Hallelujah. He says, I've got another building. And in verse 2, he talks about the body groaning and the hardships that we have to go through. Job said himself that man that is born of woman is but a few days and full of trouble. Jesus said that in this world you will face persecution. Listen, there will always be trouble. There will always be hardship. There will always be pain. There will always be sickness. There will always be heartache. There will always be depression. There will always be stress. There will always be death. And one problem will simply be replaced by another problem. Your eyes will get bad, and then if they don't get bad, then your hearing leaves. And you're saying, what? If it ain't a knee, it's a shoulder. If it ain't a shoulder, it's a hip. If it ain't your hip, it's your back. My father retired about 2 years ago in August, and he said, I'm going back to work. He said, ever since I've retired, my body's fallen apart. And it has. But it's all hardship that we have to face. And I don't mean to bring light upon it, but it is. It's a hardship that we all have to face, regardless of how old you are. There's a story of a preacher that was going through a rough time in his life, and he was just having his own little pity party, and the preacher said they don't have those, and they're lying, usually about every Monday. But he was going through an awful time, and he was struggling with the hardship that he was facing. And he was going down the road, and he was walking up the sidewalk. This was many years ago, and he was just telling God, how is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? I've served you faithfully, and why are you allowing this to happen to me? His wife had died, and his son had died in a tragic fire. And he was wondering, how in the world would I go on? And he was walking with his head down, depressed and discouraged. And he came up where they were erecting a large cathedral. And there on that sidewalk was a large stone, and a stonemason had begun chiseling. And as he was working on that, he noticed that he was chiseling away, and there was an ornate object, an ornate piece that he was chiseling in that stone. And he thought that was so strange. And so he stopped and he said, why in the world are you chiseling that in that stone? And the stonemason pointed up to the top of that cathedral. And he said, you see that hole up there? He says, I'm chiseling away down here so it'll fit up there. I'm chiseling away down here so it'll fit up there. And Christ is telling us, God is telling us here, Paul is telling us here, that we will go through hard times. And sometimes the things we go through, let's be honest, they hurt. It is painful. And we don't like it sometimes. We can even say, God, why would you allow it to happen? But I got news for you tonight. He's chiseling us down here so we can fit up there. Glory to God. And listen, it's not unchristian to admit that you're depressed tonight. It's not unchristian to admit that you struggle from day to day. It's not unchristian to think that you, to say that you're tired and exhausted. I'll admit to you that I get tired and I get exhausted. And we do our best to go everywhere we can, and sometimes we just can't go. We can't be three or four places at one time, and we get tired and we get exhausted. But let me encourage you tonight, it's okay. It's a part of this life. It's struggles. It's hardships. But can I give you the second point tonight? Yes, we will have hardship, but thank God, Paul and the Lord gives us hope. It's okay to have hardship. It's okay to go through suffering. Because thank God it won't rain always. Hallelujah. This isn't the end of it down here. It's just the beginning. We've got a brand new home awaiting us. Trouble will not last. We have hope. We have hope. And I know we struggle. My mom and dad, it seems like every time I'm around them now, they just talk about all their pains and ailments. And they do it jokingly. We begin to laugh about just the hardships that they have to face, just normal. And I got to thinking one time, well, mom and dad, they may realize they're getting older, but some of you may not realize you're getting older. But so I want to give you some ideas to how you can know you're getting older. If it takes you longer to rest than it does to get tired, you're getting older. If you don't care where your wife goes, so as long as you don't have to go with her, you're getting older. Yeah, man. I've seen a lot of you on park benches while your wife is out there shopping, spending your hard-earned money. You know you're getting old when your knees buckle, but your belt won't. You know you're getting older when everything hurts. And what don't hurt, don't work anymore. You know you're getting older when you go into a room, but you can't remember why you went in there. Try to find your glasses and you have them on your face. Trying to find your car keys and they're in your hand. But there's hope. As hard as this life gets, He's promised us hope. He's promised us that He'd never leave us or forsake us. And I'm convinced tonight, as long as I have hope, if I'm left with nothing but hope, I can make it through any trial. I can make it through any hardship. And thank God, a hope is not a maybe. A hope is not a think so. Hope is not a wish for a positive outcome. Hope is truth. Hope is simply waiting on God to do what He said He would do. Amen. I have hope. He tells us He will provide. He tells us He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He tells us He will open a door that no man can shut. He tells us that our enemies will be our footstool. He tells us that He will be a strong tower. He tells us that He will be a shelter. He tells us that He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank God tonight, when all else fails, we still have hope. 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 Songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. I have hope. And hope will take me home. We do have hardship, but He's promised us hope, and that hope will take us home. He talks about that home, doesn't He? He said it's a building of God. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That tells us it's a perfect place. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I know that's referring to a wedding ceremony, so to speak. But listen, think about it. He created this world in 6 days. And He's been gone over 2,000 years. Think about what He's been preparing for us. And the good news is, the things that John talked about in the book of Revelation is just the city. That's not even all of heaven. Think about what He's preparing for us. It's a perfect place.
Yeah.
What a place that'll be. No more weakness in your bodies. No more stress to have to worry about. Your hair is turning gray. Your eyes are getting dim. Your hearing's getting dull. There used to be a time when you could tell yourself, I need to get up at 5 o'clock, and you need to have to set an alarm. Your body would get up at 5. There used to be a time when you could remember anything. You didn't have to write nothing down. Now you got to write everything down. Then you got to remember what you wrote it on. And then you got to remember where you put what you wrote it on. But in that perfect place, we won't have to worry about remembering anything. Hallelujah, because we'll have a perfect body in a perfect land made by a perfect Savior. It's not only a perfect place, but it's a permanent place. He said it's it's in heavens, eternal in the heavens. And we cannot grasp what all heaven's going to be. We try our best to describe it. But thank God the Bible says that we see now through a glass darkly. But one day we shall know. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful tonight that this isn't the end? Thank God we've got a permanent and a perfect dwelling place. It's not only perfect and permanent, but it's also precious. Think about that. Streets of gold. Gates of pearl. We can't even grasp that. Walls of jasper. A river that flows down the middle of the city. And on either side are trees bearing 12 manner of fruit. That's just amazing to me. A tree that has apples and oranges and whatever, bananas, whatever else hangs on a tree. I don't know. I just eat it. No need for the light there, because the Lamb is the light. See, so many people think that this is all the light this life is. And even some Christians today don't even realize what lies ahead. Many years ago, when mariners would travel the Mediterranean Sea, they felt that the Mediterranean Sea was the middle of the earth. And so what they would do, they would be scared to venture out beyond the Mediterranean Sea, because they thought they would just fall off the face of the earth, because they thought that the world was flat. So one day they ventured out beyond the Mediterranean Sea and they came to the Strait of Gibraltar. And there at the Strait of Gibraltar they found a large rock, and inside that rock was caves. And we all know that as the Rock of Gibraltar. And inside those caves they were amazed that there was something beyond the Mediterranean Sea. But they wouldn't go past the Strait of Gibraltar because they thought, well, surely this is the end. There's nothing beyond this point. So in Latin, they would inscribe on the walls of that cave, Ne plus ultra, which simply means no more beyond. They thought there was nothing left because they would just fall off the face of the earth. So they inscribed Ne plus ultra, no more beyond. Well, one day, a man by the name of Christopher Columbus got on a boat and started to sail. And as he sailed, he went past the Strait of Gibraltar and went and discovered a new land, which we call now America, where we're living in. And if you go to Spain, you'll find that there's a statue erected to Christopher Columbus. And on that statue are the words, Ne plus ultra. But there's something different about this statue. There's a lion that has been chiseled into that statue. And the lion is eating the word ne, which simply means that they got rid of the word no. Christopher Columbus was telling the world, there is more beyond. And I've got encouraging news tonight for you. Thank God I've tried to tame it out the best I could. There is more beyond. Hallelujah. This isn't the end. Thank God we're just on the threshold of something much more than we can ever think or imagine. I know the Bible says, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Think about what heaven's going to be. Anything you can think or imagine, it's going to be beyond that. it. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we've got more beyond? We do. We got more beyond. I'll be closing here in just a few minutes, but one of my favorite stores to go into around these parts, and I've been to them in the past, and is the As Seen on TV stores. You love those. How many, come on, be honest, how many of you are addicted to those little things? There ain't a Walmart or a Family Dollar or a Dollar General I don't stop in that I don't stop by the As Seen on TV stuff. Because who doesn't need another bacon bowl? I mean, really. These things are great. Rapid cooking, pizza and macaroni and cheese. I'm wearing tonight an As Seen on TV Comfort Click belt. And I'll throw out a cheap commercial. It's amazing. It's a ratchet system. It's amazing. If I go to Krispy Kreme, I'll just loosen it up. Or I can tighten it up. Either way, it's wonderful. Don't have to worry about holes anymore. I just click the thing. It's awesome. It's the best belt I've ever had. Yeah, you know it. Love it. Love it. Some stuff I have gotten, I've wasted money. But them aren't them commercials addicting too? I mean, you sit there and then half hour later you're thinking, why am I still watching this? But we just get sucked in, don't we, Gary? And we're watching them commercials and man, they'll get down there and they'll put some Flex Seal on the bottom of that boat and go out into the Everglades. And, look, the boat ain't sinking. I ain't going to try that, are you? But they'll get down there and they're selling that Flex Seal and you'll receive one can now for $19.95. But wait! There's more. If you call right now, within the next hour, how do they know what time it is? They're playing those things 24/7. But if you call right now in the next hour, you'll receive another can of Flex Seal at no additional cost. But wait! There's more. If you act within the next 2 hours, we'll receive free shipping and handling, and then you'll also receive this handy-dandy little nail clipper set. It's always stuff that never goes together, but they put it together. They suck you in, don't they? But wait, there's more. Can I tell you tonight, there's more. There's more. Revelation 21:4 says, but God Himself shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. But wait, there's more. There's a tree bearing fruit. And the leaves are there for the healing of the nations. But wait, there's more. God Himself has a rainbow stretched around His throne to encapsulate His glory so that we can be able to see Him face to face for the very first time. But wait, there's more. There's Abraham. There's Isaac. There's Jacob. There's Daniel. There's David. There's Nahum. There's Haggai. There's Habakkuk. But wait, there's more. There's Paul. There's Silas. There's Matthew. There's James and John and Zebedee. There's Mary and Joseph. Oh, but wait, there's more. There's Rebecca. There's Sarah. There's Naomi. There's Ruth. There's all the Hebrews chapter 11 and 12 right in there. They're all there. But wait, there's more. I've got a grandpa waiting up there for me. He celebrated his birthday in heaven yesterday. And my, how I miss him so. But thank God I will see him again. I've got great grandparents up there. I've got grandparents up there. I got a sister up there. Hallelujah, glory to God. I got friends and family up there. I got a good old friend up there that I played the bass and was my dearest friend. The last text I got from Eddie Varney was just a couple of weeks before he passed. And he wrote these words, I love you, Brian, and I'm praying every day for you. I think, oh, dear Lord, I'm keeping that for the rest of my life to know that he prayed for me all the way to the end. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? You've got family. We've all got family. But wait, there's more. Woo! Glory to God. There is a number which no man can number. But wait, there's more. These are they, the Bible says, that are in white robes. They have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They're the redeemed of the Lord. They're singing a song that the angels cannot sing. Thank God. Oh, but wait. There's more. Thank God I see this man called Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, taking a stroll down the streets of gold, waiting to greet me, waiting to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, but wait. There's more. Everyone stand to your feet tonight. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, wait, there's more. Tell your neighbor this. I'm going to be there. Woo! Aren't you glad for that tonight? Hallelujah. This isn't the end. Thank God we're on the threshold of a brand new world. And when you think it's just about over, wait, there's more. Guess what? We'll be there for eternity. Woo! But wait. You can go too if you ain't ready. Yeah. You can. You can. I'm going to be there. I hope you're going to be there. If not, you can be. Because there's more. If you think this is all this life has to offer, you're wrong. There's more. If you think I'm tired of this life that I'm living and I'm miserable in my condition, thank God there's so much more available to you. Right here on this earth, you can have the best thing this side of heaven, and that is salvation. Because unless you are saved, you cannot make it to heaven. And I realize most of you tonight have come down here, and most of you know the Lord is your personal Savior. But we never want to fail to give you an opportunity to come and pray if you don't know the Lord. One was saved last night, and it's worth a trip down just to see that one be saved. But if you're not ready, thank God there's more, there's more. There's a whole lot more where that came from.